Rule number 6. Whatever Brittany Houser says, just do it, if you know it's good for you. The only other person, besides Mary Kay, I mean, in my class who didn't seem sad about the fact that I was maybe, okay, probably, moving away was Scott Stampley. But that was no surprise. At least Scott is consistent, seeing as how he hates all the girls in our class equally. Also, without any reason. Too bad the same can't be said for Mary Kay, who was still mad at me for the whole telling Scott I was moving on her birthday after I'd sworn I wouldn't tell anyone thing. And that hadn't really been my fault. Except I guess it sort of had. But except for Mary Kay and Scott Stampley, the rest of Ms. Meyer's fourth grade class were all being super nice to me now that they knew I was moving. For instance, I now got regularly nominated to be team captain in PE. This meant I got to pick whoever I wanted for my team every day in gym class. Not only that, but at lunch every day, Mrs. Fleener let me have chocolate milk, even though Mom had only paid for regular for the month. Also, Ms. Myers started putting my A+ science and math papers on the board next to her desk and picking my dog drawings to hang on the wall outside the art room. Not to brag, but maybe because I live with a dog on a daily basis, I am pretty good at drawing them, especially in sitting or begging for bones positions. These were the good things about moving, the only good things about it. The things that made me not want to say to everyone, you know what? Actually, if things go according to plan, we won't be moving after all, but thanks. Then there were the bad things about moving. I mean, aside from my having to leave behind my rock collection, the possible zombie hand in the attic, my horrible new room, having to start over at a new school, and all of that. One of these bad things was that Brittany Houser and some of the other girls, concerned about my falling out with Mary Kay, kept trying to get us back together by making up reasons why we should have to sit by each other at lunch. Like, they'd go, "Oh, today everyone wearing blue has to sit on the right side of the table." No, the right side. And they tried to encourage me to pick Mary Kay when I was captain in PE, so she'd be on my team and stuff. "Allie, you should pick Mary Kay. She's really good at crab ball. No, really." I guess their reasoning was, if we sat together, or Mary Kay was on my team, or whatever, we'd have to talk. And if we talked, then we'd become friends again. And then everything would be back to normal. What these girls didn't understand was that nothing was ever going to be normal again. Not with my moving, and definitely not between me and Mary Kay. Things had stopped being normal between us the day I'd poked Mary Kay in the uvula with the spatula. That's why I'd had to start writing down the rules in the first place. Not that any of them but Mary Kay knew about that. But still. Anyway, none of the things Brittany and her friends tried to do in order to get me and Mary Kay back together again worked. Because every time Mary Kay ended up next to me, by accident or on purpose, because truthfully, I was more than ready to end our fight, Mary Kay would realize what was happening, get up, and flounce away with her nose in the air. Or, if she was on my team in PE, she would just stay as far away from me as she possibly could, like, in the way outfield, where none of the balls ever even come, which was just as well, since Mary Kay would usually scream and duck and run for cover if a ball actually ever came close enough for her to catch it anyway. I told Brittany it was a lost cause. I told her to just give it up. Mary Kay, as my mom once said, can hold a grudge longer than anyone, including Grandma, meaning Dad's mom, who still isn't speaking to Uncle Jay because he dropped out of medical school to study poetry instead. And that was 3 years ago. But Brittany wouldn't give up. She went, "Allie, you and Mary Kay can't stop being friends. You two have been BFF since kindergarten. That's too long to just break up over something stupid like you telling Scott Stampley you're moving." On her birthday, I pointed out, when she asked me not to mention it to anyone. Breaking a promise to your best friend on her birthday is violating a major rule. I know that now. I mean, now that I've got my book of rules. Too bad now is too late. "Still," Brittany said, "you without Mary Kay is like peanut butter without jelly. It's like salt without pepper. It's like... me without you, Britt?" Courtney Wilcox asked hopefully. Brittany eyed her. Yeah, whatever. The point, Allie, is that we have to figure out a way to get you two talking again before you move. Well, I said, I didn't want to mention the truth, that I wasn't so sure I was going to be moving after all. My plan of keeping my house from selling seemed to be working. So far, my parents hadn't mentioned that the for sale sign was missing from our front yard. I knew there was more work to do. Mrs. Klinghoffer had put ads in the newspaper and online, and there was supposed to be an open house this coming weekend. But I could only handle one thing at a time. Still, I'd learned a lesson from the Scott Stampley thing. I wasn't telling anybody any more secrets, just in case. Look, Brittany said, just leave it to me, okay? I blinked at her. Leave what to you? The Mary Kay thing. I have a plan. You do? I wasn't sure I liked the sound of that. Uh-huh, Brittany said. A brilliant plan, if I do say so myself. I was really sure I didn't like the sound of that. The last time Brittany had had a brilliant plan, getting rid of a substitute teacher none of us liked when Ms. Myers had been out sick with the flu, it had ended up with the substitute crying in the teacher's lounge and Mrs. Grant, our principal, coming to our class and taking away our recess privileges for a week, which may not have been a big deal to Brittany, who was no big fan of baseball or even softball. But it was a big deal to me. Still, I didn't say anything. Because one of the other things I don't like about baseball, besides the whole waiting until it's your turn at bat thing, is people who get mad while they're playing it and argue over whether a ball was a strike or an out or whatever, and waste everyone's time and keep me from being able to take my turn and hit the ball. These people are bad enough. But the worst, the absolute worst, are the bat throwers. These are people who get so mad during the game that they throw their bat. In professional baseball, throwing a bat can get you automatically suspended. My dad says bat throwing is very bad sportsmanship. The only thing worse, he says, is golf club throwing, because golf clubs can splinter if they break, as I found out when I was trying to open geodes with them, and put someone's eye out. In our school, the worst bat thrower isn't who you'd think. It's not Scott Stampley. It's Brittany Hauser. She once threw a bat so hard on the ground it bounced up and nearly hit the catcher in the head. So that became a rule. Never be catcher when Brittany Hauser is up to bat. It's not that Brittany's a bad person. She just has a bad temper. And when things don't go her way, she throws things. That's why whatever Brittany Hauser says, just do it. That's another rule. So when Brittany was saying she had a plan to get me and Mary Kay back together as friends, I didn't say anything like, Brittany, really, that's not necessary. Because it just so happened that Ms. Meyer's stapler was sitting nearby. The other thing was, I knew Brittany's plan was going to fail, because Mary Kay wasn't about to forgive me. Ever. I knew that because I had gone up to Mary Kay in the coat room earlier that very day when no one was looking and said, Mary Kay, look, I'm really sorry I did what I did. It was the stupidest thing I ever did. I didn't mean to hurt you. All I want is to be friends again. I've been writing down the rules of friendship and life and everything like I showed you and trying really hard to follow them. And I was just wondering, well, do you think you can just forgive me now? But Mary Kay had turned around and flounced away, like always. So whatever Brittany was planning, it wasn't going to work. And just about everybody in the entire universe seemed to know it. Except Brittany. But she'd find out soon enough. I just had to make sure I was out of firing range when she did.